This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? It's TV Talk Mini. That's right. TV Talk Minis is where we kind of do a real fast at you, kind of quick initial thoughts for an episode. It's normally me, but this week I've got a special guest slash co-host slash host because it's Belle.
Hello.
Hello, Belle. You ready for your first ever mini?
I am. I'm nervous.
You should be, because we got a lot of ground to cover. We're talking about Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel, quick thoughts. Belle, what are you thinking?
Super fun. I really enjoyed it. I liked the editing, the directing, like all the, you know, when they're talking about the when they're riding their bikes, talking about the costumes and like all this, like the graffiti on the wall, like shaping around, changing colors and stuff. Thought it was really, really cool. I thought it was just really cute, super fun show. And I'm excited and looking forward to seeing the rest of it.
Man, I'm glad you jumped straight to the visual style, because I'm right there with you. Like, I remember very specifically during the show. I mean, first of all, it's beautiful. It's just a gorgeously like shot series thus far, at least from the pilot episode. But specifically, the way in which all of kind of the creative imagination becomes kind of visual around Kamala is really fantastic. I actually described it to somebody as it's like if they took what the like Spider-Man end credits style was and made an entire series with that style and then just like upped the color factor. That's what we've got here. And man, I am totally here for it. I'm really excited to see what they do.
Yeah, like exactly the Spider-Man end credits, but like as a show or as a means of telling a story within, you know, within the story. Like it was really neat. Like I liked it, and it feels really fresh. It's different in that style, but it also still, you know, it still feels connected in a way, which is I think important for her character, because she is very much a Marvel fangirl, right? And so like an Avengers fangirl, superhero fangirl. So like, you know, to have this not be connected to the universe, at least tangentially, would feel kind of disingenuous to her character. But it fits and it works. And the art style is just amazing.
I love it, man. She's a YouTuber. If this was made maybe like 10 years ago, she'd be a podcaster. Like I love the idea of you know, her being us, essentially. Like that's who she is. She is one of us. She's a fangirl of the Avengers, and I'm here for it. I think it's awesome to see. It's also the cultural kind of not disconnect, but maybe like clash of being kind of that young American girl and in kind of a family that doesn't fully appreciate all of the things that she is personally like obsessing over. They love her, but they would really love for her not to love what she loves. You know what I mean? I think that's something that, you know, I'm sure a lot of folks can connect with. And, you know, just the real, I guess the emotional hook of this show is really found in the way in which, like, you know, her family connects with her and she connects with the family, even and probably especially when there is that clash. Man, when her dad like popped in all painted up green and everything and they made her a costume and you could just feel her heart sink, but then you're also kind of feeling for the dad who just like spent the past 2 hours spray painting himself so that he could try to make his daughter happy and try to deal with the fact that, you know, the mom isn't going to, you know, he knows that she's not going to like that dress. That's why he painted himself up. Like, I see myself doing that in 10 years to soften the blow with something with my daughters and failing hard. I see it coming, man.
Yeah, you know, it was like, you know, it was sweet for them to try to do that, to be like, hey, look, you know, we know you want you to do this, but like, we don't approve of the things of like the skimpy costumes and stuff like that. We want you to go with your father because, you know, we'll know you'll be safe and stuff like that. And you know, being a rebellious teen, like, that's not what they want. They want the independence. They want the trust. Very believable, right? To see the defeat in her father and just that horrible sinking feeling. Like, I was like, ooh, man, that sucks. Because, like, I feel like, that'd be something that I would try to do because I'm not hip and fresh with all the kids stuff. And, you know,
hey,
so
TikTok me, right?
Yeah.
That'd be great. So loved that. And I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing the continuation of those relationships there, as well as her friend. Now, based on the promos that we've seen, I think she's got kind of more of like a crush interest that is not the bestie here, but I'm going to ship them. I know you don't like it when I ship the friends who were just supposed to be friends. I don't think they're just supposed to be friends. I felt some chemistry here.
Well, yeah. And, you know, he's got this interesting sort of tech bent to him too. So maybe they could do like, you know, crazy superhero double date.
Yeah. Okay. Hang on. Yes. Tech bent, right? You know, supposed to be really, I clearly make some really cool high techy stuff, but he somehow made a worse Alexa than Alexa.
Hey, does Alexa know here do? I don't think so. I mean, it probably
Okay, fair enough. I'm just saying. I'm curious to see how that all comes into play. I don't know if like what he created is going to become some sort of like Ultron 2.0 or something of that nature that's going to spring.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
Regardless, I'm excited to see those kids and what goes on there. Really enjoyed seeing the exploration of the Avengers fandom. The fact that we have kind of an Avengers Con, the first ever, was a great setting for this. We also got an explanation to some extent, or at least a potential explanation, for something that I think has been a question for a lot of us, which is, how does the general public know what went down in Endgame? We know. We saw the movie, but they didn't see the movie. They lived the experience of having people just randomly pop up. But here, we actually get a chance to see there are podcasts and blogs, and like the Avengers are actually being interviewed. And so we're actually probably getting that secondhand information, and they probably reported a lot of this stuff either through, you know, online media or traditional media or what have you. I did think what was the Scott Lang, but Big Me, Little Me was the end of that podcast episode.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. It would have to be the, you know, surviving Avengers kind of retelling what happened and explaining. And plus, I mean, you know, Damage Control is going to show up, and there's going to be, you know, Thanos' fleet is destroyed in orbit, and his flagship is, you know, sitting there in upstate New York. And so obviously something happened there. Well, I guess the flagship was destroyed when he was dusted. Never mind. It was all gone away. So there's no proof. So how do we, the American people, know that the Avengers didn't start this in the first place?
There needs to be an entire conspiracy theory out there. That'd be great.
Yeah, getting a little Daily Bugle on you.
yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, let's talk about the power set here. Okay, so obviously Kamala's powers in the comics are very different from what we see in the show. In the comics, she is stretchy. She can stretch out and kind of shape shift. And I think if I'm not mistaken, she can completely shape shift. But the way that normally manifests and the way that she uses her powers is that she's kind of a Mr. Fantastic type of character that can kind of stretch out her arms, make her fist really big, make her feet really big, all that kind of good stuff to lay the smack down. Here, she's creating more constructs, almost in like a Green Lantern type of way. This was something that kind of like made me a little, I don't know, like I never liked Kamala's power set in the comics. I always thought that was a weird power set, especially to associate with the Marvel brand. And so the idea of changing it, I'm here for. But at the same time, I also have to acknowledge that over the last several years, Marvel in particular has really been pushing Kamala as a character, probably in preparation for this series, but doing so with her traditional power set. And also, we just saw freaking Jim from The Office getting all stretchy, and it wasn't half bad. So I felt conflicted about it until I realized that this is actually, they're pulling in powers from another member of the Marvel family, which is Captain Marvel. And so perhaps we're even seeing a tie-in here and kind of blending of these two characters in the MCU version of Kamala.
Yeah, because wasn't she originally an Inhuman?
Yes, she was originally an Inhuman. Terrigen Mist, or well, the Terrigen Mist activated some sort of metagene. I can't remember exactly what it is, but yes, there's a deeper connection with the Inhumans, and that does not appear to be the way in which we're going in this series.
Yeah, they're going the more mystical, I guess, route with the bracelet.
Ooh, cosmic, my friend, as she said multiple times. I think that there's like, my guess is perhaps her grandmother might have, you know, maybe
Mar-Vell.
Well, it could be that she was Captain Mar-Vell, or it could be that she somehow got them, you know, maybe they're giving her grandmother more of a power set or a backstory connected to the comic book version. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I'm actually kind of excited for it. We did see her hands grow large in the way in which she used the constructs. And so if they do something like that, where we get the combination of the two, I think that's kind of a cool way to do it, while also making her own, because we barely need one stretchy person. I think it's always weird that both Marvel and DC both have two stretchy people, because you got Elongated Man and Plastic Man over at DC, and you've got Mr. Fantastic and Miss Marvel over at Marvel, and we only need one stretchy person. We do not need multiple stretchy people. All right, that's all my thoughts for this. Bell, any kind of final thoughts before we wrap it up here?
Yeah, man, I'm just looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a really fun show, and I can't wait for the next one.
There you go. All right, that's our mini for episode one. Let us know your thoughts. Head over to tvtalk.fm for all our contact information. And yeah, don't worry, we'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.